Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday evening to you, Blog Talk Radio Nation. You are tuned into another edition of Upon Further Review. I am LeVar. It is July 1st. Thank you so much for joining us. It has been, in a weird way, a busy weekend in sports, but not so busy. I don't know. That all depends on what you think and what you've seen, but here to help me decipher everything that's been going on is my wonderful co-host, Katie. What's going on?
I am saying hello to you from the wonderful state of Idaho.
Ah.
Yeah.
On the road.
Makes you want to go back to Chicago.
I know. You're on the road tonight. But we've got a lot to cover here. It has perhaps been a day, I think, that has been, I guess you want to say, when you look back at this day, soccer, baseball pretty much takes it. But there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of NBA, too. We'll get to that in a second. I wanted to run down first latest sports scores in terms of baseball. In the top of the ninth right now, the Dodgers are beating the Mets 8-3. Earlier today, it was Miami over Philadelphia 5-2. That's Miami's first three-game sweep of Philadelphia since 2009. Hanley Ramirez hit his first home run since July 3rd in that game. Cleveland over Baltimore 6-2. Justin Masterson, 7 innings of 5-hit ball. Jim Thome, 0-4 in his debut. I feel kind of bad for Jim Thome. Here he is. He's in. First, he's with the Sox. Then he goes to Minnesota. And then at that point, they trade him back to, Philly. And then it's kind of like, then they just say, hey, go to Baltimore.
Thanks for your home run, RBI walk-off. See you later.
Yeah, thanks for that. It was nice knowing you. And then another scorcher in Atlanta today. Washington beat Atlanta 8-4. It was 105 degrees at game time. I'm a little split on that one. I'm thinking when it gets that hot, it's not safe for the player. I'd almost rather you cancel that game. But I know it's a summer sport, and that will happen. But Yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah, Detroit over Tampa Bay.
South Carolina got up to like 113. It was hot downtown today.
Wow. Yeah, and see, when it gets to that point, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't think anybody's replaying. Steven Strasburg,
I don't have tickets for that game, so I wouldn't have cared too much, but that would have been upset.
Yeah, I know. And it was a 66th Old Timers Day at Yankee Stadium. Yankees beat the Sox 4-2. The Yankees, Robinson Cano hit a two-run tiebreaking home run. Eric Chavez also hit one. That's 124 home runs for the Yankees to date on the season. Minnesota beat Kansas City 10-8 up there in Minneapolis today. They're celebrating their ninth annual salute to Armed Forces Appreciation Day up there. Trevor Plouffe, two home runs. Drew Bautista and Josh Willingham also hit homers at the 17th of the season for Willingham. I got a problem with that. I'm going to talk about that in a second here when we talk about all-star rosters, because I think Josh Willingham got hosed. Milwaukee beat Arizona 2-1. St. Louis over Pittsburgh 5-4. The Cubs blanked Houston 3-0. The Angels beat Toronto on Canada Day. Of course, it was Mike Trout with a tying home run in the eighth. The rookies coming up big for the Angels. San Diego over Colorado 2-0. Here's a name from the past for you. Kip Wells. 7 strong innings. Gets his first win in 3 years there.
Wow.
San Francisco beat Cincinnati 4-3. Here's an awkward moment for that game. The 2002 NL champion Giants team was honored during that before the game today. Of course, Dusty Baker, who managed that team, now managing with Cincinnati. And if you do want to know, yes, Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent did show up for that.
Wow. No, there it was.
Yeah, and the Giants won. Oakland beat Texas 3-1, and in 10, it was Boston 2, Seattle 1, David Ortiz with the sack fly there in the 10th for the win. Now, I've got so much written down here, but I guess I want to go to the All-Star Game balloting, which was announced today. 391.2 million online votes. Josh Hamilton, the overall top vote getter, 11 million plus votes. You look up and down this roster, which is good to me. I think this is actually the first time in years where I don't really have that many disagreements. What were your first thoughts when you saw it today?
I it's hard for me to not like when some of the best players are not starting. But it's the fans' choice. And it's hard for me to disagree with how it's done. I didn't vote a bajillion times for my favorite player. You know, I vote a few times here and there, but this is the one time that the fans get to pick who they want to see. And the coaches get to do their fill-in, so not everybody got snubbed, but...
Were there any particular players you thought should have made this roster? I mean, I could go up and down and name the whole entire thing for you, but you can find that at MLB.com. And I will tell you the final vote for the AL, it's all pitchers, like Jonathan Broxton, Yu Darvish, Ernesto Fieri, Jason Hummel, whatever you want to announce it, and Jake Peavy, and then over for the NL, the final vote, Michael Bourne, David Fries, Bryce Harper, Aaron Hill, and Chipper Jones, which I know Katie is a little miffed about, but...
wonderful, but I think starting it there should have been David Wright. I mean, if I'm going to call somebody out, but catching behind the plate, Yadier Molina, Ruiz, those are two catchers that stick out in my mind. But I'm all talking National League. You know what I say.
Yeah. And I guess my problems with this and where I said Willingham, that was one of the ones that I think was a big omission. Another huge omission. Where's Edwin Encarnacion? 289 with 22 home runs for Toronto, and he gets left off. And I could not understand that.
When you fight a spotlight like Bautista, it's kind of hard when only one of your players gets to be represented.
Yeah, and I think another disappointment here, I'm looking at Yu Darvish. I think he probably should have been selected as a starting pitcher. He's 10-4, 357 ERA, 106 strikeouts. I mean, I would think, you know, unfortunately,
they weren't
here
announced,
where this
though,
is gonna...
so let's, you know, give a little credit to the Masters. They haven't said who's pitching.
Mm-hmm. And, Verlander,
I don't know. Like, there are a lot of great people who play baseball.
Yeah.
He's not out of
hand. Yeah, and I was going to say, cases can be made for Albert Pujols, who got left off. A lot of people saying Bryce Harper. A lot of people are saying Chipper Jones. Johnny Cueto from Cincinnati. He's 9-4, 226 ERA. Doesn't even get picked. Josh Reddick from Oakland, who's got 18 home runs, and then one, which is really just highway robbery, and I think if there's any snub, Zach Greinke in Milwaukee, he should really be mad right about now. I really don't know it. Yeah, go ahead.
Happy or mad, I mean, you just got to go with it. You know, I mean, yes. Some of these players deserve it, but there's only 9 spots that start, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard.
So, yes, unfortunately, that is the big thing right now with MLB and its All-Star selections on this Sunday. And as we kind of head into the All-Star break coming up in about a week or so, I believe, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah, 9 Homer Derby.
Yeah, and we still have quite a few, you know, there's going to be players that will pull out, players that will get injured, things that will happen along the way. And, you know, I guess in a good way, too, you got to feel happy for the, you know, Mark Trumbo and Mike Trout, who have done such a great job out in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They get on. And then you look over on the NL roster, and surprise, surprise, you know, I guess hard work does pay off. Ryan LaHara from the Cubs makes it. So... very interesting.
Everybody gets one. It'll be interesting to see how it gets played out.
Yeah.
It's a weekend for baseball. I enjoy it every year.
And then the other big thing on this day, as we said earlier, soccer. Did you watch the game between Spain and Italy?
I did, and I watched golf today and the X Games. It was a completely sports-ridden Sunday, which are never awful to have. I watched. I thought saying was awesome. But I mean, I don't like soccer at all, or football, or whatever you want to call it, but it was fun to watch.
Now, I missed the X Games, and I know I left it off here for a purpose, but didn't they have that huge Hot Wheels track I think they raced on
last
night?
They did. Guinness Book World Record, 6 stories high in Hot Wheels, side by side.
That is
awesome.
It was
pretty cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I think they should start doing that for, like, that should be like a sport, like a Hot Wheels track or, like, those little racing tracks with the little oval shapes or something like that. That should be.
That would be pretty interesting. I would hate to see a crash.
that's the thing in the sport. I mean, yeah, it's going to happen. But, yeah.
You crash it upside down and regular car crashes? I don't know.
Yeah, now that I think about that, yeah, you don't want to see that too often. That would be bad every week. You know, somebody, like, if gravity doesn't help them out, that would not be good. Maybe you could have some foam around there or something like that where you can kind of bounce off. Or I don't know, man. We need fun.
We'll send a letter.
Yeah, we'll send a letter out. It was Spain over Italy 4-0, as we said, Euro 2012. Big win for them. That's their third straight major title. Fernando Torres winning the Golden Boot. A lot of people are surprised at that because he only started 2 out of 6 matches for Spain, but that was enough. Statistical-wise, I think that's what determines the Golden Boot. He had 3 goals and assists during these matches for them. So Spain once again showing their dominance. In golf, as Katie mentioned, she did watch that. Tiger Woods winning the AT&T National by 2 strokes over Bo Van Pelt. That's his third win of the year. And now you would even have to admit yourself about Tiger Woods this year because that's his third win of the year. He looked good today, too.
He looked good.
Would you say that parts of vintage Tiger is back?
I'd say so. He had a lot going for him, and he fought against all these adversities, chipping out of a bunker, over an entire green, and then right back in the same player. He played really well today. When he's one stroke behind the lead, he wins like a bajillion percent of his tournament, so maybe coming back is what Tiger does best.
He might be, and like we said, that is most wins of anyone on the tour this year. His 74th win, he surpasses Jack Nicklaus, and now he's just 8 wins behind slamming Sammy Snead, who has 82. Now, you know, Woods closed with a 2 under 69. So, yeah, that big weekend for him. I would say, does that set him up now as your favorite for the remaining majors this year?
For America or for golf?
For golf overall, Tiger. You know,
I mean, we got
the British Opens.
I think he needs to have something else to prove. I think he's got more in him. To take command and lead an entire tournament, he needs to have that feeling again.
Yeah. And then real quick, I know one of the other things going on right now, I forgot on the scoreboard, it was Brad Keselowski winning the Sprint Cup Series at Kentucky. WNBA scores coming in, San Antonio over Minnesota 93-84, Washington over Phoenix 90-77. In overtime, it was Seattle 89. Connecticut 83 and the Chicago Sky beating Atlanta 71-69. Wimbledon, my friend, are you following it? Manic Monday.
Oh, absolutely. Following it on Twitter, following it on TV. I can't get enough tennis right now.
Of course, if you are not a Wimbledon fan, Manic Monday, of course, is called by many as the greatest day in tennis. It is the second Monday of Wimbledon, where all 32 remaining players are hitting the court that day. And quite a few interesting developments since last week when we talked to you. What's more surprising to you? Serena Williams losing in the first... I mean, I'm sorry, not Serena. Venus Williams losing in the first round, or Rafael Nadal losing in the second round to Lucas Rosol?
I would have to absolutely 100%. Say Rafa Nadal. When you wake up early to watch tennis on your day off, to watch the number 2 seeded player in the whole world, I don't imagine I'm going to wake up to such a crappily played tennis match. I was very disappointed. Venus is sick. She's battling back from a lot of things. She's a little older. I mean, never has she gone out in the first round, but definitely Rafael Nadal boggles the mind. I'm not my money on Federer.
So Federer, he's still alive. Everybody's still alive over there. But I think tomorrow, a good matchup, I think, that's probably going to happen. One of the last U.S. men's players left on there. There's two only left, but one of which tomorrow, Marty Fish, going up against Joe Wilfried Tsonga, should be a pretty good match. And then I think the women's match tomorrow that everyone will probably be having their eyes on will be Anna Ivanovic versus Victoria Azarenka. Everybody else is in play here, but it's going to be I think Matic Monday will live up to its name after this, but now that you've had your picks last week and looking at the field that is left now, are you changing your picks for the Wimbledon winners?
Well, obviously, I have Rafa going further, but Federer has lived an entire injury-free tennis career. 30 is the most titles. It's hard for me to see Djokovic, who has not been dominating all season long, coming off a loss to Nadal. I just don't see him. I don't see him falling through.
Yeah. We will be watching Wimbledon throughout the day. By this time next week, we will pretty much know who the winners will be. So I think I'm sticking with Djokovic. I don't know about Kvitova right now because I mean she's still alive, but I don't. I'm sticking with her as well, but for some odd reason, I'm thinking that being as this is Kim Clijsters' like final run,
she's looking good.
Yes, she is.
For retiring and then coming back.
I should never doubt Kim Clijsters. I love Kim Clijsters, and I should never doubt her. But I see that magic returning there, and I have a feeling she's going to find herself in the final for some odd reason. But we'll see. But no, we'll keep our eyes on that. By next Sunday night, we'll have an update for you on Wimbledon and what is going on there at the All England Lawn and Tennis and Croquet Club. Now to the big news this past week, and that is in regards to the NBA. You know, this time of year, we have a lot of things kind of going on and a lot of movement that is taking place. This year, a little bit more different because some movement has to happen for some, or they would like it to, before the Olympics begins in a few weeks. And we'll start talking about the Olympics starting next week. A lot of stuff going on, especially with Phelps and with Lukin and everybody else, but we'll talk about that next week. But NBA draft this past week, who walked away in your mind pretty much, I guess, winning that draft or coming away for the better, and who walked away pretty much shooting themselves in the foot?
I just think that with those top picks, coming away is great, but I know that so much movement's going to happen. I wish I could say the Hornets look like they're coming away champions with these picks. But quite frankly, whatever you think is so much in the air right now, about basketball, I don't think I can say there was a clear-cut winner of the draft.
I don't think there were clear-cut winners of the draft. And the funniest thing was that after the first few picks, it all kind of fell off to who's that? Huh? And I think
exactly.
A lot of people who did not know who some of these guys were, I think it hurts them because years past in the draft, how it usually worked was we had seen these guys around for 3 or 4 years in college, so we kind of knew who they were. Because you have so many one-and-dones now, we don't know how good these guys are going to be, unless they were just, like, flat out, as a youth, we knew who they were, kind of like a Durant or LeBron James, and you know, guys who we knew that were going to be good and only needed 1 year, didn't need any years. And
yeah.
I walked away from it. I know I'm based out of Chicago. Yeah, I know. And I know I'm based out of Chicago. I would actually have to say the Bulls, for what it was worth, with the one pick that they had, made it count. I think that they're not going to be disappointed with Marcus Teague.
No.
And it's a pretty good value pick for them. I'm not saying it's going to be an overall, hey, he's going to be the next Jalen Rose, not Rose, but Derrick Rose, but it's a good value pick. Now, when it comes to other teams, I think the Detroit Pistons helped themselves out. They got a good prospect in Andre Drummond. They got the big man that they wanted, Chris Middleton. Kim English should be a pretty good role player when all is said and done. That's it. See, it's a lot of ifs in this. And I think Golden State did well. I think the one team that hurt themselves was Indiana.
I just think when you've got a good core of athletes, you should be building around as opposed to standing on the ledge hoping somebody will jump in your arms.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think Miles Plumlee is going to be that good of a pick for him. But, yeah, you're right. Charlotte walks away with Anthony Davis, Austin Rivers, Darius Millers. I think that sets them up to be the next, in my mind, Oklahoma City.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Couple of years from now. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on as of tonight, of course, with Dwight Howard.
Of course.
a lot of stuff going on with Deron Williams, or Darren Williams.
Ray Allen. Lamar Sheik.
And Ray Allen. Yeah. And
just
Steve Nash.
Talk, nothing can happen for a while. Yeah. The Raptors want him home so bad. It's just, they've only got a few days. These are all verbal exchanges.
Now, I will make this prediction. Deron Williams will have a home by close of business tomorrow or by midday Tuesday.
Well, what do you think? You think he's going? You think he's staying?
I think he's going, and he will go to New Jersey. He will go to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I think he goes there, and I think it will happen before close of day on Tuesday. Only because rumors have and sources have said that Deron wants this stuff done before he heads out to Las Vegas for the Olympics, in the train with the Olympic team. And I know.
But he's also meeting with Dallas, you know.
You know what? Here's the thing right now. I'm going to get in trouble for this. Dallas is, to me, on the decline. It's no destination go. Dallas is not going to get you that big time recognition or that big time press that you want. Dirk Nowitzki, pretty much on his final legs, got probably another season or two left. After that, you've got a lot of question marks. Brooklyn, you got an owner who wants to spend. Now they're back in New York, big market, and he's willing to spend the money. And plus, like I said, you're in New York. You know you're going to get, you know,
a lot of the limelight. You're going to see a lot.
And remember, he didn't feel that in Utah and felt that that was kind of weighing him down. I see him going to Brooklyn. I see eventually the Dwight Howard mess clearing up, and I see him going to Brooklyn as well. When that happens, I don't know.
Well, that's the only place he wants to go to. What a circus.
Yeah, and I think they just got Gerald Wallace. So you're going to have that now, that nucleus there in New Jersey. I'm going to stop. So I'm going to keep calling them New Jersey.
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Shout out.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Yep.
I knew it.
Yes, my Jay-Z had to come out tonight. I see them all winding up in Brooklyn. So after that, Steve
That's
Nash, I think, goes back.
Right there. All falls into place in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It smells good in the East. If Ray Allen can't fly to the Celtics and they only have Kevin Garnett, I mean, they got Rajon Rondo. People keep, you know, but they need that bang, bang. They're so tight.
Ray goes back to Boston.
I think that is his only option. I know there are people looking, several, but I don't think he leaves.
Yeah. So do you have any predictions in your crystal ball here for what's going to happen with free agency here over the next week or two?
Oh, my gosh. I've been watching and watching going, But until the 11th rolls around and I got people signing deals, tweets coming all over the place. If it's not Brooklyn, it's broke. I don't know anybody else. They just look like they are in the hunt.
Yeah.
Plus, so. Nets fans need it, I think. Man alive. DeMar's going back to LA. I think they're all pumped about that.
Oh, yes. He is going back to Cali.
Going. I'm going to do this tonight.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure Chloe will be happy. I'm pretty sure that we'll wind up on an episode of the Kardashians. And
yep. Yeah, good. Coming soon.
And by the way, that Raptors offer for Steve Nash, 3 years, $36 million is what they have on the table there. And in regards to Ray Allen late tonight here, according to ESPN, sources are saying that the Celtics, Grizzlies, and the Heat are in the chase. And one more note here is that the Nets and the Hawks are in talks for Joe Johnson, which would be huge. Can you imagine that, getting Joe Johnson, then Ron Williams, Gerald Wallace, and if you can land Dwight Howard there in Brooklyn?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be liking a lot of East basketball. It's not good for the Bulls.
Yes. I think New Jersey at that point would be the second-best team in the East, should all of that stuff take place. So. Yeah, Brooklyn, yep. But with that, I think we've covered everything in sports this week. We've got a couple of minutes left. Any shout-outs, any news and notes on your end, anything that you saw this week that was of interest?
It was interesting to watch the street sesh for the men's skateboarding final today. Big fan of P-Rod, have been for a long time. Going back to the days when I was younger and all my friends used to skateboard. Shuckler brought in silver, and Nyjah Houston, who was only 17 years old, run. He's been skating for so long, he was hurt today, and he still managed to get on the medal podium. It was pretty incredible to watch as I watched Tiger win. There was a lot of sports on the TV, back and forth.
It's like a sports fan's dream.
Yeah.
All that.
Flashback.
I'm surprised here that you have not, in these final few minutes, have started your push for Chipper Jones for that final All-Star spot.
I believe that the fans should get it right in my little heart, and the coaches. I think it's last year. I think he has played incredibly well in bringing the Blues out of last place and into third, contending of 500. Oh, I don't need to begin my debate. My Chipper will be there.
If the crystal ball rings true, I have a feeling that the AL pick will be Yu Darvish. I think Texas fans are going to push through those ballots to try and get him through. As much as I would like to see Jake Peavy get there, I think Yu Darvish gets the nod, and that pretty much knocks out everybody else. And then I think over in the NL, it's going to be tight. I think you're going to have a lot of people wanting Chipper Jones to make it there. And it has to be the fans in Atlanta that has to go through and vote for it. It will either be him, or it will probably be Bryce Harper. It's going to be tough.
If you're looking in your crystal ball, I think that Bryce really does deserve it. But it's Chipper's last go. This is Bryce's first time. You know, he's got plenty of times to really genuinely get that starting spot. He's an excellent baseball player, killing it at the plate. I think as a nod to the past time, Chipper gets it.
Yeah. Well, look and see if Chipper gets. We will look and see if Chipper gets there. So I know you can check at Katie Hahn. She'll be checking on that throughout the week and probably encouraging you to
retweet.
Vote. And
really?
Yeah. Retweeting it. You can catch us at News Comment BTR and online at newscommentbtr.wix.com/fanpage. And, yeah, that is it. So safe travels, my friend. Thanks again this week. And the clock on the wall is telling us our time is up.
It's been real. See you later, Boise.
Yes, good night, Boise, and good night, Katie, and for all of us here. Good night, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll see you back here next Sunday night.
Night.